Triple M Rocks Saturday Arvo Footy. Triple M Rocks the Footy. For Harvey Norman Home Appliances.
All right. The weekend is here, and this is it for McDonald's. We are Triple M Footy.
Sunday Triple M NRL right across the Triple M network for Ream and for Macca's. 4 o'clock today, the two old rivals come together, Parramatta and Manly, and it's always a good game. Dan will call that one for you at 4 o'clock this afternoon. Gordon Tallis is here, so is James Hooper, Maroon, and we're joined this hour by a Triple M regular, Ryan Girdler. Hello to you.
Hello, Maroon. Hello, boys. Hi, everyone.
Yeah.
How are you? Nice haircut, Anthony.
Thanks, mate. Thank you very much. Yeah, I did it myself.
Really good.
Did it myself.
TAFE again?
Yeah, it was opened out at the TAFE, so okay. I went down there and...
Oh, that's good.
Yeah. Yeah, it's good.
No, it looks good. Looks pretty sharp.
But he went to the landscaping shop.
So you got a jacket on as well. You're a little bit under the weather.
I'm a bit cold. Been cold in here in this joint.
Conditions aren't suitable. Maybe we should turn the air conditioner up.
Maybe that. Yeah, but the thing is, you know what, good? As soon as you ask someone to touch the air conditioning, then they'll turn it into a furnace.
Okay.
It's one of those things. Don't say anything. Just go and get a jacket.
Okay.
Before we go to what you took away from the round, a question I was just asking the boys off air was, what do we know about this fella in charge of the Titans today, the coach Craig Hodges? Gordy, you know a bit about Craig.
Yeah, Craig was at the Broncos doing in their younger grades, and they used to train across the road. I used to walk over there and watch him do the business. I'd kick the ball with my elder sons, and he seemed to be pretty good with the young kids. And I know that the Broncos wanted him, but he lives on the Gold Coast, so he's been down there. He's been in the system for probably the last couple of years, and he gets his opportunity today with the Titans after Garth's left.
Is he any chance of doing what a lot of people do, taking over as interim coach, win two games and then get signed for 2 years and turn out like it was the wrong move?
Well, that's not a question for me, Anthony. So why don't you just keep on kicking the Titans while they're down?
Nothing about the Titans is a question for you, but you're a Titans ambassador.
Do you know what that means? It's like me asking you about South.
Well, why would you ask me about South? I'm not a South ambassador. I never played 300 NRL games. I'm asking you about the NRL team you are the ambassador of. You are Gordon Tallis, right? You
what will happen is there will be a process that they go through, and everybody will be interviewed, and all coaches. And I know that he put his hand up the last time with a few of the boys. I think, when Garth and the Walker boys and all that got interviewed, he got interviewed the last time. And I'm sure he'll probably put up his hand and try to do it again this time.
Anthony, you seem to take some sort of delight out of the fact that Gordon is a Titans ambassador. And it's like you're enjoying putting the slipper in.
That Gordon's a Titans ambassador?
Yeah.
Look, I couldn't give two-fifths of a you-know-what.
Listen, just because you think you've got a tough haircut.
If he was the ambassador of the Fassifern Bombers, the Coromel Cougars and the Dapto Canaries all wrapped into one. I don't care who he's the ambassador of, but if he's the ambassador of the Gold Coast Titans and I ask him a question, isn't he entitled to give me an answer?
Yeah, but I don't make those decisions, and you don't listen. I don't make any decisions. What I do for the Gold Coast Titans is basically go there, have a cold beer, have a hot dog, and watch them play.
Right.
That's it. I don't have any official role. I don't get paid 1 cent, haven't been paid from them 1 cent, but I just think that there's a place down the road that it's very important for the AFL to spend millions of dollars, hundreds of millions of dollars. I think they give them, an extra $20 million a year in the same area to push rugby league and get rugby league out of there. And I think it's important for us to go and get in the battle. And it's important for the Gold Coast to be successful. And Queensland's big enough to have three teams. I don't know how many New South Wales have, maybe eight or nine.
Nine.
So I think that Queensland can have three teams. We just need it to be successful. I know with the Gold Coast, there's not a lot of locals there. People go, but when I'm there on holidays, I will walk the streets and they will have a Penrith hat on or a South shirt. So there are fans there from rugby league, but because the Titans aren't winning, they don't go. But there's South fans, and when South come, they will go and watch. But you want those guys to buy a 4, 5, 6 game package and come along and watch more. And when they start winning, well, then their grandkids or their kids will become Titans fans, and that's what we need to happen.
It seems like there's a little bit of a disconnect between the local community and the team, Gordon, and the fact that...
Well, everybody loves a winner.
But is it about the identity of the team? I mean, if you look at the local community up there, blue collar, would you... do they play a style that attracts that demographic, or do they need to change the way that they play? Are people up there looking, obviously, for their team to have a really red hot crack every weekend? Is that the style? Even if they lose, is it more performance based than results up there? Is that what they need?
I think it's the way they play. I think that's important. You know, like if you're at the foot of the mountains and you're Penrith, mate, they want them to go out there and have a dig. They don't want them to be this flashy side. You know, they want them to go out there and play the way they are. I think Joy Arrow does a lot for that, and AJ Brimson is the X factor. But I just think with the Titans, what you got to do is win. And no matter what we say these days, we're old, but we follow the club and we'll always follow the club. My kids follow players. It's just simple as that. So all the young kids now follow players. And, yeah, that's probably why those big soccer stars go from club to club and they pay themselves off in the first week because every kid goes out and buys their shirt and they sign on for so much money. I think we're getting to a stage now where these kids follow stars. Like, they follow good players. So I think Titans need to stop losing the kids like, you know, the Xavier Coates that's playing on the Broncos wing, who's going to be a superstar, who was right under their nose. He was playing for Tweed. So that's where the Titans have to get it right, that all those young kids that are coming through that we think, you know, are going to be stars of our game, want to stay and play for that. And I put the Titans in the same category as the North Queensland Cowboys. I'm a North Queensland, and then the Cowboys offered me to go back, and I never wanted to go back, right? And for the first time, because I wasn't good enough, and I hadn't sort of got my stripes, and the second time while I was captaining the Broncos. Now, if I'm a young kid in North Queensland, Gerts, I don't want to leave North Queensland. Yep. I think Matty Bowen and Jonathan Thurston, they've only won one grand final, but they've turned that franchise into a really strong club that's owned by the community, and North Queensland own it now. And I think that's what the Titans have to get to. And it took, North Queensland 20 years? And I know the Gold Coast have had a few cracks at it, but they've never quite got it right. So I'm pretty confident that the new owners will get it right. And the coach is one of those little boxes that we've got to tick. But they have someone like Mal Meninga, you know, who's won everything, that is prepared to go there, and I'm prepared to go there. And, you know, if we keep on getting the Joy Arrows and those good young Queenslanders that come in, we can grow it. And maybe Joy Arrow could be our Matt Scott, and Brimson may be our Jonathan Thurston. And then we start, you know, I'm attracting some other young kids, and the coaches don't go to Brisbane and they stay there. Well, we can be a successful organisation. Do you like that, Anthony? You asked the question.
Mate, that was absolutely beautifully said. It's only taken you 2.5 years for you to say something about the Gold Coast. I'm just blown away.
Well,
that was beautiful. Can we get a copy of that for when I go home?
And this is another thing, because when I go to live on the Gold Coast, because I've always wanted to go live there.
I do too. I want to live there too.
Yeah. So
Main Beach.
I do not want to go and take my grandkids or my sons and go watch another game of footy. I want to go there and watch a game of rugby league, and that's another reason why I'm fine for it. There's, mate, like rugby league, I think we've got to get together and make sure that we support all these clubs as well, because, you know, we are all in it together, Anthony.
Yeah, Brinko Lees just scored. Gold Coast 4, Melbourne 0. Would you like to weigh in on
Coast? The biggest upset of the year in sport? Is what you're trying to say?
Well, it would be the biggest upset in the history of sport ever?
Listen, you idiots. The game's not even 3 minutes old.
Not Buster Douglas versus Mike Tyson.
Down. Would anyone else like to weigh in on the Titans?
Yeah, just further to Gordon's point about the fact that you know, the ownership of the club and all the good work that they are trying to do in terms of building the franchise. So I think the game's got to be prepared to play the long game when it comes to the Gold Coast Titans. This week we've seen
played the long game with the Gold Coast Titans yet.
There were reports this week, Anthony, that I think Chris Johns and a consortium are putting together a bid to possibly move the club to Brisbane and play more games out of Suncorp Stadium and essentially turn it into more of a second Brisbane side. But I just feel as though there were some mistakes made by the previous management and previous ownership that led to a bit of a disconnect with the community. And the Gold Coast Titans are still trying to win the faith of the fans back. And look, I think they can. This next coaching appointment is massive. They need to get the right person for that job. Anthony, would you like to enlighten me with something? Now, Why are you shaking your head and raising your eyebrows?
The Gold Coast, like you're some sort of... the Gold Coast first were given, rubber stamped and given a rugby league team. In the mid-80s, they were told they were going to get a first-grade rugby league team. By 1988, that first-grade rugby league team was up, right? Is that right or wrong?
Yes.
That was the Gold Coast Giants, who became the Gold Coast Seagulls, and then the Gold Coast something, and then the Gold Coast Chargers. Then they folded, and then while other areas wait and wait and wait and wait and wait to get an NRL club. Within 10 years, they got an NRL club again. And you're still telling me in some way that people should have play a waiting game and be patient with the Gold Coast Titans.
Okay, no, do you know what? South Sydney get more to a March than they do to a
what's
game.
What's this got to do with South Sydney?
Well, see, if you're, I start talking about your...
You are an
you guys
ambassador.
Are supposed to be the heartland.
You are an ambassador for the Gold Coast Titans. I am a former reserve bench warmer for the Waterloo
Warriors.
You
go out there every South game to the Churchill Room. So you are an ambassador. You go, you talk up South. You got a tattoo.
Don't forget the number plates.
You've got a tattoo of South.
And the number plates.
You've got South Sydney number plates.
What about the number plates?
You go to their merchandise shop and pick up everything for free.
Because I'm a supporter. I'm not an ambassador. Nobody cares what I think about South Sydney. You are an ambassador.
Well,
you
they don't
are
care what you say about the Gold Coast.
You're saying people.
I'm saying we
be
need to be prepared. Yeah,
Coast.
I am. I'm saying. Oh, yeah,
please.
I am, Anthony.
Please.
Are you painted on? Wait, I'm saying that. I'll tell you if you let me finish.
Why don't you pick on Penrith now too?
The
now
reason, Maroon, we've got three sides in Queensland. Queensland's rugby league heartland, so you have to have teams in that region, right? And I think it's pivotally important. We've invested so much in the Gold Coast already. Okay. So far, it hasn't been able to get off the tarmac and really take off. But there was a period when Scotty Prince was captain of the club. They made a grand final qualifier. John Cartwright was doing a good job. Then it went pear-shaped because of a whole raft of reasons, primarily to do with the ownership and the management of the club. And ever since then, it's been a slow rebuild. But I think the game needs to show faith and believe in the region and continue to try and prosper there. Mm. What do you think, Anthony?
I think
we should just blow it up and move where?
Look, I'm just saying, for anyone to suggest that anyone needs to be patient with a rugby league team on the Gold Coast is absolute nonsense.
So where are you?
Do you know what? When Miss Portugal wants to go move and live on the Gold Coast and you want to come and start calling their games and do all their corporates, you know what I'm going to say? Go away, Anthony. And that's as polite as I can put
okay,
it. Go
so
away,
you're blowing
Anthony.
The Gold Coast
you
Titans
and your chainsaw
up.
Teeth.
I'm not
go
saying
eat a hamburger
I'm,
somewhere.
You just blew them up. You
I
said anybody who
up,
thinks that we need to show patience is an imbecile.
Well, I mean, how many, I mean, seriously, would you like to say something, Ryan?
I think we need to give it a little bit of time under new ownership. That's what I would say. Yeah. The NRL have obviously been in control up there for a certain amount of time, and I think under this new group that have come in, they've only been there for 2 years. They've got that first decision wrong and they're paying a heavy price. But I think given the fact that we've got some private ownership, they can take things into their own hands. They've got more possibilities to be successful, I believe, if they've got the right ownership, which they, you know, from the outside looking in, it looks like that they have at the moment. So I think we need to be a little patient with them. But I agree with
you. I think give them patience. Be patient with next appointments.
But you were patient for 40 years.
You just said blow them up a minute ago.
Let's be patient. Let's give them another 30 years. Give them a 2050, and if it hasn't worked by then,
South took 40 years.
Don't worry. We're not talking about South, Gordon. South have won 21 premierships.
Yeah.
Right? This mob haven't won a bloody pre-season.
Yes, they did. They won the plate. Yeah.
They won a bowl.
I don't care what they won. I couldn't give... I couldn't care less.
Oh!
Honestly. Let's take a song. We'll come back. And we will do, believe it or not, it's Triple M Rocks the Footy. Sunday Triple M NRL and Gold Coast Titans lead Melbourne 12-0 with 8.5 to go. Gold Coast Titans 12 lead Melbourne 0. And Gordy, tell us.
What did you say in the break, Anthony? Can you?
I don't know. What did I say? Well, tell me what I said. Say what I said. I don't know what I said.
I said, what about this? You go, I hope the Titans win.
I hope that. I don't care if they win or not. That's not.
Oh, so now you don't care.
I hope they win. All right. There you go. So then I'm going to listen to you all week. Time for this. Yes.
Believe it or not.
Yeah. So this is a segment that hasn't won any awards yet. Hasn't cut through, really. Our producer, Chicka White, Charlie White. This is his grandfather is the chairman or the CEO or some sort of an overpaid suit here at this organisation. He likes a segment, so the segment stays. I ask you questions. You say if you believe it or not. Let's start with you, Hoops. Josh Reynolds is worth $500,000 a year to an NRL club. Believe it or not.
Yeah, I believe it. Yeah, I still think Josh Reynolds has got plenty of good football in him. I think for the Bulldogs, for example, it would be a perfect fit. He's a local junior there. He's always wanted to, go back to the club he never wanted to leave in the first place. And I know he's had a checkered run with injuries over the course of the last two seasons, but if he gets his body right, I still think he's capable of cutting it in the NRL.
Okay, Ryan, what about you? Josh Reynolds is worth $500,000 a year. Believe it or not?
His luck, I believe it. His luck needs to change. 2 years with torrid injuries. And we've seen a little glimpse of what he can do. This year when he came back, he had a couple of really good games for the Tigers there before he got re-injured. And I think he even kept Benji out of the side there for a couple of weeks. So if he's uninjured, he can really make a big contribution to an NRL team. So I'm believing that, Maroon.
And believe it or not, you, Gordon, Josh Reynolds is worth $500,000 a year to an NRL club.
Absolutely. Someone like the Warriors that need a bloke like him to come and play with the energy that he does. Absolutely. Without a doubt.
All right. The next one. We'll start with you, Gordon. The Dragons need to replace Paul McGregor.
No.
Believe it or not.
No, they don't. I think that they can tweak their roster a little bit. I think when the back five's so important, we spoke about it before, not one of their back five made over 100 metres. And the Penrith guys, they all made 100, 140, 150. So they're starting their sets strongly and getting the big forwards down the ground a little bit easier. So, no, I think Mary McGregor's the right man for the job.
What about you, Ryan? Paul McGregor, the St. George Illawarra Dragons need to replace Paul McGregor, believe it or not.
No, I don't believe it. I think that, you know, obviously he's under a fair bit of pressure at the moment, but there seems to be a real disconnect between the playing group at the moment. There's certainly areas there that he needs to focus on, but he's got a decent roster. They'd be really disappointed. They've had a lot of things go against him in relation to some injuries and obviously the Jack DeBellin thing this year. But I believe he can take them forward in the right direction.
Hoops, what about you? The Dragons need to replace Paul McGregor, believe it or not.
No, I don't believe it. I think the Dragons fans can be very cutthroat at times. If you ask plenty of them, they'll say sack Mary and burn the Leagues Club. But I just think Mary, you know, there's been a variety of reasons why things have gone off the rails this season. But there's a reason why the board gave him a 2-year extension only a couple of months ago, because clearly they believe he's the best person for that job, or he should be allowed to try and continue and finish that job, which is getting the Dragons into the finals and trying to win a comp.
When you say burn the Leagues Club, you're not talking about the iconic Steelers Leagues Club, are you, down there in Wollongong Harbour?
No, I was thinking more...
The Dragons, Taj Mahal.
Yeah, I was thinking more the Dragons. Right. I have heard Dragons fans say that at times when their team's performing poorly.
Burn the Leagues Club.
Yeah. They don't mean it literally, Anthony. Right. We should clarify, please. So,
okay. Yeah. Well, you did say it. Believe it or not, Hoops, will start with you. Tyson Frizzell will be playing for the Roosters next season.
No, I don't believe it. We checked this one out yesterday. Obviously, it caught fire over the course of the last 7 days, but certainly...
You're big on the fire and burning analogies today.
Thanks, Anthony.
Anyway, go on. What were you saying?
It caught fire over the course of the last 72 hours, this rumour, and I believe that's all it is. I checked in with the Roosters yesterday. They're adamant that they aren't making a play for Tyson Frizzell, and Tyson has also since clarified after that loss on Friday night against the Panthers that he'll be remaining in the Red V. He's off contract at the end of next season. So from November 1, he is a free agent, Anthony.
Let's hope you don't ignite the argument again. Believe it or not, Tyson Frizzell will be playing for the Roosters next season, Gerds. Believe it or not.
I don't believe it.
Anything else to add?
No.
Gordon, Festa.
I don't believe it. How could they afford him? Like, let's be serious. We'll turn the NRL into a joke.
Well, they're talking about, obviously,
if they could fit him
Crichton leaving to go back to rugby.
They're talking about Angus Crichton possibly going back to rugby. I checked that out yesterday as well and was told in no uncertain terms that isn't on the cards either. But, look, in relation to the Roosters, Gordy, I think they might still have a little bit of money left over from when Sonny Bill retired. Or
I'm genial.
Mitchell Pearce moved on, right? You can go through. They have moved on a lot of players.
I get it.
And a lot of blokes have retired. Jimmy Maloney.
So what do you reckon Frizzell's worth?
Oh, Frizzell's, you know,
he's getting close to
$1 million.
He's $1 million.
But Kronk retires at the end of this season, and he's on just under $1 million a year. So there's some money there for the Roosters.
Okay, boys.
The Roosters are very good at managing their cap. They are, in all seriousness, they are one of the better clubs. I know everyone makes the jokes about the sombrero and all of that, but
they
Nick Politis
right.
and Trent Robinson 100%. Are smart about how they manage their list.
Yeah. They bring all those local juniors through, don't they, Maroon? Yes. That's what you like about the Roosters.
Clavelli Crocs, Bondi United, Pato Willara, that's Fletcher's old side,
Pato,
I think.
Pato Tigers, isn't it?
Anyway, I wanted to point out...
Do you like it, Anthony, when the Roosters are ignited like they were yesterday and on fire and performing well?
Not really. I don't like it.
Why is that?
Because I'm a South man. Rabbitohs, Rugby League royalty, 21 premierships, the pride of the
league.
You would
like South to play South every week.
I would. And you know what? I'll tell you something. I just want to point out to you, Gordon,
calls it.
Before we go any further, we took the scenic route, but Gold Coast and Melbourne are now 12 all. Uh-huh. Okay?
Okay, tennis ball head.
The Panthers... The Panthers.
I think Kenty dubbed him Billy Jean King.
So you can't think of your own.
That's good enough.
No. When it's good, you stick with it.
The Panthers are genuine title contenders, believe it or not.
No, I wouldn't be prepared to go that far just yet. I know they've been in cracking form, and certainly that performance Friday evening was their best of the season. But can they beat the Melbourne Storm, the Sydney Roosters, Souths, or the Canberra Raiders in the big end of season games in September? No, I don't believe it, Anthony.
Ryan Girdley, you're a Panthers legend.
They're a tier away from those top sides at the moment. Their performance the other night against the Dragons was first class, probably the best I've seen them play in over 12 months. They got a big test. I think we'll know more about them against the Raiders this coming weekend. Obviously, with some young guys coming into the side in key positions, Mitch Kenny being one of them, and obviously Dylan Edwards coming back to form but still rather inexperienced. They're going to be tested at stages at the back end of the season. With some momentum and a few things going their way, they could certainly challenge, but I still think they're a tier away from the top sides.
What about you, Gordon?
Yeah, look, they've snuck up on the competition. I think they got to beat a Roosters or one of those sides when it's at their best. It's one of those drag them out games where both sides play and they have their chances to win, not when one side's down. I wouldn't like to say that they're going to win the comp now.
All right. No. Gordy Tallis, Ryan Girdler, Hoops, Maroon. It is Sunday Triple M NRL. Our match of the day, Manly Parramatta. We're going to talk about Manly. Yeah, mate.
That was a great segment. Is that the end of it?
It's the end of
it. Believe it or not, Anthony, what do you think about the Penrith Panthers as a title contender?
I don't care about the Penrith Panthers.
Oh, Gordon. Oh, yeah. I agree with Ryan.
Great segment.
What did Ryan say?
Tier away.
Well done. And what did Ryan say?
He said they're a tier below the top four sides.
Apparently that segment's on fire in Bangladesh. Yeah, exactly. It is flying. Right.
Yeah. Another reference to fire. Another reference.
He's an arsonist.
Isn't he? What? A what? Ryan Girdler.
What does he like?
We're going to take a break. Come back. Melbourne and Gold Coast 12-all as Triple M rocks the footy.
For McDonald's. Triple M footy.
Sunday Triple M NRL, Gold Coast and Melbourne 12-all. That score thanks to Tyre Power with 22 minutes left in the first half of that game. Dean Ritchie wrote an interesting article this week about Manly fans. Where the bloody hell are you? The telly reports uncovered a damning and alarming drop in apathetic Seagulls fans attending matches at their beloved dilapidated Brookie Oval. So in 26 games in 5 years, nearly 115,000 fewer fans have walked through the gates at Lottoland. That's the basis of where I'm going here.
Well, I think you need to base that on the performance. I mean, this has been a breakout year for Manly since when? When was the last time they had, like, real success? Obviously, they won it in 2011.
Yep. GF and then, in 2013.
In 2013. Mm. Yep. So, basically, you know, the last 5 years, you can say... they've lost some key personnel. They obviously lost their coach and they just went through those troubled times. And they had some board issues and they weren't getting results. So you look at any side that's declined in their performance and results, and I'm sure that'll show in the crowd figures as well. So, you know, it might be a little bit alarming if they're not there today. I'd imagine, you know, 4 o'clock playing the Parramatta Eels on a beautiful Sunday afternoon, they should get 15,000 or 16,000. And if that's the case, well, then there's your answer.
What about you, Hoops? You want to weigh in on this, mate?
I thought Ryan put it succinctly and very aptly there, Anthony.
And Gordon?
I concur with Ryan.
Okay, bring it on, boys, bring it on, bring it on. I've had 15 copies.
What do you mean? Well, I can't add anything to Brian.
Bring it on, I welcome it.
Ryan said it perfectly, right? So they got rid of Desi, there was a bit of turmoil at the club, you know, it was going to get sold. And the weather, and sometimes it's been raining. Like I've turned on a Friday afternoon, it's been pouring down rain, and it's who they get. If they've got Parramatta, the Dogs, and they're up the top, and you get South, and you get those big games, you get big you get big crowds.
And then you bring the facilities into it as well, Hoops, yeah. I think. And there's apparently a grant where they're going to spend some money on the stadium at some point before Tony got outed, and whether or not that continues to push forward, I'm not too sure. But the facilities there, they're not great. Like, let's be honest.
It's a suburban ground. It's a suburban venue. Yep. So it's not state-of-the-art, cutting-edge technology. But
it's hard to get a beer. It's hard to get some deep when it's busy.
When it's busy, yeah. Mm. But there's still, I don't know, I still find there is that charm.
It's charming.
Yeah, with suburban grounds. I still like to go to the suburban venues and all of those things that are, you know, queues and all the rest of it. And I don't know, it's just, that's part of a day at the footy sometimes.
I tell you what, there's a lot of talk, obviously, about the Trbojeviches at the moment. And if they lose those two over the next couple of seasons, hopefully they won't, then you will see a decline because they are local heroes.
That'd be the easiest contract ever to negotiate for a manager because Manly cannot afford to lose them. And they're a package deal, and I think that they're that close that it's whatever they want.
Yeah. The issue is, Gordy.
Cherry Evans.
Because he did the backflip on the Gold Coast. He's on 1.3 this season.
And if the salary cap goes up,
he's got a ratchet clause. Yeah. When the salary cap is increased, his salary is increased by the same percentage as the cap increases. So,
yeah, do you think it might be? I mean, he obviously wants success. It's been a long time between drinks, since he's had success at club level, won a premiership early on in his career. Do you think it would be an option to go in and say, without these two guys at the club, there's going to be no success here for a long time? Yeah, I'm willing to take, 150, 200 grand off my contract. Do you think that's a discussion?
Do you reckon he might take a haircut?
Well, I don't know. I mean, that'd be certainly something that I'd be willing to do.
Hmm. That's a great point.
I do it here for Anthony because I know Anthony wouldn't have a job if we all didn't take a haircut, guys.
Especially at that, I mean, how old's Daly now? Is he 30?
Maybe 30.
He'd want to push for a premiership in the next couple of years, wouldn't he, before he gets, too long in the tooth and...
That's a big ask, though, isn't it? Because if
not really, when you're on 1.5 or 1.6.
Sure, but if you said I'll take 200 grand off me for 4 years, that's 800 grand.
Would you take a little haircut, Anthony, for any of us?
There is no way. There is no way.
No chance.
There is no way.
No way.
If they said to me, you got to take a haircut or one of these blokes has got to go, I'd say, do what you got to do.
Say goodbye.
Who told you to get that haircut?
And I'm absolutely certain, we're talking about what people get paid, I'm absolutely certain of the five that work on this show, I'm on the Mitsubishi Magna money and you're all on the Bentley money. So let's just keep it real, okay?
I'm with you in
let's
the just keep it real, Anthony.
Melbourne, it's happened to a lot of successful clubs, Maroon. I mean, I know you're turning it into, a little bit of a joke, but the fact of the matter is there's a lot of organisations out there that have dragged players in and said, hey, if we want to keep this group together, you need to do this. And there's other players that have actually gone in and volunteered and said, I recognise that this club isn't going to be successful if we don't keep these guys, and I'm willing to do this.
Yeah. You raise a very good point, Gerds. I remember when the Bulldogs and that were involved in the salary cap scandal in 2002. To win the comp in 2004, and you lost to them playing in that game to get into the grand final that season, it was Mark O'Mealy and Willie Mason, and all of those blokes went to the Bulldogs board and they said, look, we're prepared to take haircuts so that we can keep this squad together, because they felt as though in 2002 when they were caught, and they didn't know that they were cheating the system, but obviously it was exposed, and as a result they were deducted 37 points and ended up with the wooden spoon. They were the best side in the comp that year, so it meant a lot to them. So it is a fair argument and a fair suggestion that, would Daly Cherry Evans be prepared to do that in terms of trying to keep the Trbojevic brothers together at Manly long term and then having a chance at winning a competition?
Mm. Okay, boys, Gold Coast now trail Melbourne 16-12 with 16 and a half minutes left in the first half. Melbourne 16, Gold Coast 12. So we are going to come back.
Anthony, why are you enjoying?
I'm not enjoying it.
You are. You're smirking. You're grinning.
Let me tell you something. There is nothing about this is enjoyable, all right? whatever I say, you blokes gang up and disagree. It would have been like, imagine going to school with you knuckleheads. I mean, you would have been the three buffheads, would have gang up on blokes, picked on their shoes, picked on their glasses. Where'd you get that haircut?
Anyway.
Giving you the typewriter. Remember the typewriter maroon?
No, what's that?
You know,
pin him down
and then chest and then slap the face. Remember the old typewriters?
Then I would have given you Chinese burns all the time.
Yeah, yeah, you would have. You'd have been a real bully.
Horse bites.
Melbourne 16, Gold Coast 12. We're back with more very shortly as Triple M rocks the footy. 133353 Dragons fans, do you think Mary should stay? Sunday Triple M NRL right across the Triple M network at 4 o'clock today. We've got the two old rivals, Manly and Parra, at the great Brookie Oval. And right now, Melbourne 16 lead the Gold Coast 12. That's all thanks to Tyre Power. We're going to talk about the St George Illawarra Dragons because our fan survey today, which we do every week on our Facebook page, our fan survey today, is it time for the Dragons to replace Paul McGregor as coach? That question again, is it time for the Dragons to replace Paul McGregor as coach? You might want to call up and give us your thoughts on 133353. This is what they're saying at our Facebook page. Now, is it time to replace Paul McGregor at the Dragons? 74% say yes, 26% no. John Dennison says, you have a top four squad, but the current coach can't motivate a performance out of the team, nor has he instilled a playing style for the team. Shambolic defence and attack. McGregor is a wordsmith. Bring in Walters or similar that know how to build a winning culture. Oof, Josh, John, that's harsh. Steve Bennett says that should have been done 2 years ago. Rob Gilbert says he shouldn't coach past this season, but sacking the coach mid-season is silly. Rashad says he should have been sacked 4 years ago. Carl says, how about sort out some of the overpaid players? Well said, Carl, well said. Brett Wheatley says, from a distance, it looks like he lost the dressing room. Clean out the passengers. And he names a couple of players, which I won't go into now. But 133353, is it time for Mary to be moved on?
Cutting assessment. Anthony.
It is, isn't it?
Do we know those numbers, 74? How many people do we know actually voted in the survey?
Thousands online.
Okay.
Thousands.
Okay. Yeah. It's interesting, isn't it? Like we touched on earlier the fact that the Dragons fans are very cutthroat. You asked Gordy, you asked Gerds. You know, would they move Mary on? And they were both adamant, no, that isn't the problem for the Dragons at the moment. Yet you go to their fans and they obviously see things differently.
Well, I think myself, Hoops, I have a bit to do with the Wollongong media, just a little tiny bit. And I think the fans are split down the middle. The fans in Sydney call for Mary's head, not necessarily the fans in Wollongong.
Well, he's a cult hero in Wollongong, isn't he, Mary? He's a favourite son. He was a Dapto Canary, and he obviously became an Australian representative playing for the Illawarra Steelers and then went on to play for St George Illawarra as well. So Mary's done it all as a player, and I personally, for whatever it's worth, I think he's a good coach.
I think he is too. 133353. Chris is in Hurstville. You want to weigh in on this, mate?
Absolutely. You know, the fish rots from the head. He needs to go. Now, he's had a squad. He says it verbatim. I've got the squad I want. He said that a few years now. What's he done with that squad? Let's not start blaming the players that they're overpaid. That's what they deserve to be paid. That's the negotiation. Their managers have been able to strike up. Good on them. Mm-hmm. Now, a coach needs to put it together, motivate the players, devise a game plan, listen to his support staff. My understanding, he doesn't listen to the support staff well. So once you don't put all the facts and all the details on paper to get the right team to be motivated to win, it starts with Mary. And you know what? At the end of the day, he has now overseen this squad for the past 5 years, and he's only been able to be giving mediocre results in finals.
So if Mary's not the answer, Chris, then who is? Who would you have as the head coach of the St George Illawarra Dragons?
Oh, Craig Bellamy. But let's see. Let's be realistic.
Well, mate, we'd all like
him. Let's be realistic. Yeah. Let's be realistic here. There's a bloke that's under Bennett by the name of Jason Demetriou.
Yes, he is very highly regarded. Yep.
Infinitely better.
How do you know that?
How do I know that? Look, what he's been under Wayne, and you've played under Wayne there, Gordon.
Yep.
I've seen you come through at the Dragons, mate, back in my time there. And at the end of the day, what will happen is Jason will put everything together. He's a good people person. He's look at the results at the Pride and look at the results at the Cutters. Speaks for themselves.
Yeah, they Brennan had that same sort of thing. But what happens is when they get up into the top grade, mate, and they've got to do everything, assistant coaches are all really good and they're liked by the players because they're the good news guys. And the head coach is the bad news guys. And then you have dramas off the field. It's a I tell you what, it's a tough decision. After going what we've gone through at the Titans, I know that you can go pick the best guy for the job. Newcastle got Wayne Bennett, the guy that you're talking about, and he failed at one of the heartlands of our game in Newcastle, where they love rugby league, and they were going to give him time because of who he was.
Chris, do you believe that obviously you just brought up one of the issues that you think lies with the Dragons, and that's communication between the coaching staff. Do you believe there's a disconnect between Mary and his senior staff? Do you think there's a theme of that through the whole thing?
That's my understanding.
Okay.
All right, Chris, thank you for your call, mate. We love your passion. You're obviously a passionate Dragons fan there in Hurstville, Dragons territory.
I used to work on the Hurstville Council.
Yeah, I know you did. I hear lots of people tell me that.
The shovel still hasn't recovered.
No. I was on a whippersnipper most of the time.
Titans.
You were grass cutter.
6 minutes to go. I was a grass cutter. Maroon. Titans are in the lead.
Titans 18, Melbourne 16.
I was listening to Ricky Stewart, obviously, and their performance last night was really solid, wasn't it? I mean, great first half, and then just scrambled their way to victory. And listening to Ricky in the press conference, and he made a couple of really good points, and I think, you know, that he's taken coaching in a direction there, and he probably does it in more of a more vocal way than a lot of he tells us. You know, I love his press conferences, and he was saying how I think he's really handed the keys to the car to the team. And he's to the point now where, and I know a lot of the coaches do it, but they get in their senior group and he starts letting them make the decisions in relation to who starts, who's on the bench, how they play, what they do. And I think if you've got, you know, and we always talk about the core senior groups in different organisations and how important they are. If you've got the right people and you can give them, that responsibility where they're so accountable for the decisions they make, I truly believe that you get a performance different to, you know, sides that where coaches try and be all and end all. In saying that, I think it's really clear that you need to have the right people. And I think with Hodgson, you know, some of these senior players there at the Raiders, they've probably just, you know, made it really easy for Ricky to go down that path. And maybe that's something that, you know, if Mary or some of the other coaches need to look into, giving more responsibility to the playing group and letting them have, you know, more onus on, you know, the results.
Gold Coast 18, Melbourne 16, 5 till halftime. Thank you, Gerds, Hoops and Gordy Tallis. We'll take a break. Come back and have a little bit of a look at this game this afternoon. Manly and Parra as Triple M rocks the footy. Entertaining game on the Gold Coast. Melbourne 22, Gold Coast 18. Melbourne 22, Gold Coast 18, just about halftime there.
They reckon this is something you started, Maroon, when you were kicking back for the Wombats in the early, late 80s or early 70s. I reckon that you used to get the mound of sand being the goal kicker and you used to kick off it and flatten the sand, but then you were so worried about getting the sand back to the ball, boys used to scatter around and try and pick it back up and put it back in their sand bucket and away they'd go. And that's why Thurston and Smith and that do it now, because something you started long, long time ago.
You know, it reminds me of one of my favourite songs, Ryan, from Little Things, Big Things Grow.
That's your motto.
That's my motto.
The old toe bludger.
Yeah. Let's talk about this game this afternoon. Manly and Parramatta, what about this? They've both won three of their last five. And if we look at the competition ladder, at the moment they're both locked on 20 points in fifth and sixth position. But a home game, Gordy, for Manly, surely that gives them a little bit of an advantage going into this one.
Oh, yeah. Look, I think it does. And I think, what is it, Tommy Trbojevic hasn't lost a game this year.
Correct.
I think he's only played 7 or 8 games, but he hasn't lost. Parramatta last week, they were really impressive. And we called that game Gerds, but Benji's 300th. And they come out and out enthused the side where, you know, they had all the emotion, motivation, everything to win. It was their home game. And I thought Parramatta did a fantastic job. But they got to back that up. To go to Brookvale today against the Manly side, that Desi just, he just makes it hard for the opposition side. So I want to see whether Parramatta can stick to their plan today. This is a real challenge for them over there.
Okay, Ryan, you're calling this one with Dan and the boys on the Triple M call team. How do you see it?
Yeah, they've won 7 out of their last 8, the Eels, so they like playing Manly. But last year when they went over to Lotto Land, Manly beat them 54-0. So whether they're going to carry those scars or not, I'm not too sure. But Blake Ferguson is out.
Yes.
And that's such a big loss. I think young Parry comes in on debut.
What, did he have a little clean out, did he?
He had a clean out of the knee, yeah. He had some issues with cartilage or whatever. So it will be back next week. But, you know, him and Sivo, the value they get out of those two, bringing the ball back out of trouble. And, look, the two Browns are back for the Eels, and they've been fantastic over the last couple of weeks. And, mate, he's the spiritual leader, Nathan Brown, for this Parramatta side. But they'll get taken on through the middle today. And I just think that combination with the two Turbo brothers and the offloads of Tapau and Fanua Blake and Fainu, I think they just might be a little bit too good today, the Eagles.
What about you, Hoops? How do you see this one, mate?
Yeah, they've won their last couple of games, Parramatta, and claimed some good scalps along the way. The Canberra Raiders up there in Darwin, they're playing a good brand of footy. But on with Gerds. I think Manly at home, the fortress that is Brookvale Oval, now known as Lotto Land, it just gives them so much of an advantage, and I think Desi Hasler's got that team humming brilliantly at the moment. Tommy Turbo didn't play last week. He's back into the side today, as Gordy pointed out. He's yet to lose a game this season, so I think Parramatta will have to produce their best performance of the season to upset Manly at home, Maroon.
Okay, and you're off to Fox League to do the wrap.
Yes, big league wrap, mate, on tonight, 7 o'clock after Sunday night with Matty Johns, Maroon.
Okay, anybody got any parting thoughts before we say goodbye for this afternoon? Big couple of weeks coming up in rugby league, and we've got a lot of those games for you on the Triple M network. Big game next week, Saturday night, Manly and Melbourne. And a game we do have for you Saturday at 3 o'clock next week is Parramatta and the Warriors. So if Parramatta can get a win today, by geez, they'll be looking strong going in against the Warriors and really heading toward the top four. But that's about it for us here at Sunday Triple M NRL. Gordy, will catch you on Fox League through the week.
You will.
And Gerd, you have a good call this afternoon.
Thanks, mate.
Hoops.
Thanks, Anthony. Always a pleasure.
Yeah, it is always a pleasure. At halftime, we've got Melbourne 22, Gold Coast 18. Hand you over to Dan Ginnane next as Triple M rocks the footy.